Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Get out in your backyard and fire up a grill, smoker, maybe even a little deep fryer. It's midwinter grilling, and you know what? You can grill any time of the year if you're a grilling guy. You know we're doing it, and we're having a little bit of fun with it. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What is cooking, baby?
Hey, yeah, welcome back. And we are going to talk to somebody here in a little northern part of Michigan. Jop, you and I, a couple years back, we went up to Hart, and we did our show from Hanson's Foods, which is this cool supermarket, right off of 31 at the Hart exit. And you got a chance to meet Dave and Leslie Hanson. And I have been up there quite a few times since because my friends Scott and Katie have a cottage right near there. So they're the ones that turned me on to Dave. And
I remember, right, there's quite a meat market there.
Oh, man. Yeah. The dude, yeah. So anyway, I went in there about 6 months ago. And he drugged me down the street and showed me this little project he had. And I walked away in awe because Hart, Michigan now has a brewery. And on the live line is the proprietor, the founder, genius, I might say, and a heck of a grilling guy, Dave Hanson from Big Hart Brewing Company. Welcome back to the show, Dave.
Thanks, Bob. How you doing, Jeff?
Hey, you know what? I'm fine. I'm missing you, though. I have fond memories of the time we spent with you when we were up there. We're going to have to make that jaunt again this summer, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. We're coming. Get the steaks ready. I remember you have them.
So this afternoon at 4 o'clock, tell us what's going on in Hart, Michigan.
Well, this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Big Hart Brewing Company is opening for the first time ever.
Awesome. Awesome.
So
We have like 12 beers on tap. 12.
Okay, to give everybody a little background, now Dave and his wife Leslie have this wonderful supermarket, and it's got one of the best beer selections of any supermarket in Michigan, also one of the best meat counters. I'm not lying. This deli counter is 50, 60 feet long, and they have everything in it. But this is a store you walk into, and you just want to buy stuff, and those are rare. But so if you're doing a brewery, and I was there several months back when you were framing it in, and I saw your vision, and it was so impressive. I mean, I know you're going to do well, and I know who your brewer is. So tell us how that's all unraveling for you.
Well,
unfolding.
Yeah, that's better. Yeah, it's going to be great. We have Teo is absolutely amazing, and he's actually one of the reasons that I decided to build a brewery is Teo. He's every single beer he makes is right, just spot on. The water in Hart comes from an artesian well, so that was the other reason. So I thought, well, what if he had really good water and I had the best brewer? What kind of beer would he make? Well, it turned out that that was a pretty good combination.
That's pretty incredible. Now, your son has an awesome beer store now turned brewery called Beer Camp in Ann Arbor. And I've been watching his progress in the last couple of years, and he's just blowing up. So Teo is actually his brewer.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're stealing him.
I'm borrowing him.
Hey, if you can't steal from your kids, who can you steal from, right? Yeah.
Yeah, you know, once he hangs around Hart long enough, he's not going to go back to Southeast Michigan.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the water's cleaner in Hart than it is in Ann Arbor.
So, Adam, I think there will be a brewer's job open in Ann Arbor very shortly. Yeah. Our producer is Adam Kohansky, and he brews for Brewery Vivant. He brought us in a nice sticky love this morning.
Oh, yummy.
Yeah, we love beer for breakfast. But
he can't produce worth a hoot, but boy, can he brew.
The dude's a great brewer and a good producer.
Awesome job.
Yeah. So anyway, Big Hart Brewing, you're right off 131. What is that exit?
31.
I mean 31. What is that exit?
It's just a hard exit. I don't know what the number is, but
yeah.
So you get off, you go east or west?
You go east. Just about a mile.
Yeah, it's right before you get to Hanson Foods. So, I mean,
exactly. It's only three businesses away.
You need a golf cart. That's how this is going to go. And the cool thing you're doing is you're bringing in a line of food, of course, because you're such a foodie. I mean, I can only imagine the menu. I've seen part of it so far, but tell everybody what some of your key dishes are going to be there.
Well, I hate to say, but one of the first things on the menu is Cajun boiled peanuts.
Love it.
I'll tell you what, those turned out awesome. And they're hot, they're salty. So, you know.
Kind of goes good with beer?
Yeah, that was the whole thing.
Smart guy. We told you. Yeah.
We're going to have some raw oysters. We got some Kobe beef steaks, salmon. It's going to be a pretty small menu. I don't like to have too big of a menu so that it's manageable and everything is done perfectly.
Well, that's a good idea, too. It serves lots of purposes, like makes it easier to select. I mean, if the menu gets too big, it's like overwhelms you. Number two, you get to keep a lot more fresh food around because your turns are bigger.
Exactly. But
I can only imagine how good the food's going to be. Jop, this place inside is gorgeous. It's the perfect spot for that community. They don't even know what they're in for yet, but all I can say is I wish I lived in Hart right now.
Well, I wish you did, too.
Yeah, Dave, do you have a Facebook or a website or anything where people can check it out?
BigHartBrewing.com.
Very cool.
And that's Big Hart, H-A-R-T.
Exactly, Hart, so, like Hart, Michigan.
So I told Dave I was up at the ranch, our corporate ranch, a couple weeks ago, and I was smoking every day on the back deck. I had their cheap little...
Andy was cooking.
they've got some pretty cheesy little smokers, but I made the best of it. But each day I had my Big Hart apron on, so it was kind of cool having that up there. Some great photo ops with moose in the background and everything. I'll send you some pictures. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Matter of fact, I called up there.
They were alive, right? It wasn't what you were cooking.
Yeah, no, I actually was smoking moose two of the days.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really good meat. So anyway, more about Big Hart. You're opening today at 4 o'clock, and I just can't urge people enough to get up there and try. I'm sure your new Imperial Stout is going to be an absolute ringer.
It's awesome. It's spot on. I mean, it's what it's supposed to be, you know?
Vienna IPA.
That is using Vienna malt, actually.
And not sausages?
you know, I never thought about that, but we could probably incorporate it.
Serve one in it, you know, just a little Vienna on a pit toothpick. There we go. Hey, you know,
like
I'm a marketing genius. That's what I do.
Yeah, that's why we keep him around. He's a marketing genius. So what other signature beers are you going to have there, Dave?
Well, one of the things is the malt cider that I don't think too many people have.
Nobody
and
has it.
It's 60% grain-based sugars and a local apple cider that I froze up 1,000 gallons of it.
Okay, so for those of you out there that have tried hard ciders and go, well, it's just not my thing, let me tell you about this. This is like a beer and a cider combined, and if you're a big beer fan and not the biggest cider fan, this is your ticket to apple heaven.
It is, and it's just got a little bit of hop in it, you know. But it's all fermented together, so it's not like you don't add cider to beer. It's you ferment the cider and the malts together, and it comes out really, really nice.
Okay, we're talking with our friend, our buddy Dave Hansen. Dave and Leslie have built this really cool brewery. It's in Hart, Michigan. It opens Saturday today at 4 o'clock. If you're going up 31 and you see an exit that says Hart, make a hard turn and head east about a mile. It's on the north side of that east-west road, and I've seen the pictures of the inside. I can't wait till we get there. I can't go today, but I will be darkening your doorstep soon, sir.
Well, I appreciate it, and I'll save you a beer.
Great, Dave. We're going to count on that.
Thanks. So
all right. That's Big Hart Brewing up in Hart, Michigan. You know, a lot of people go up there for the dunes, Sleeping Bear Dunes. Great place to stop over and get your groceries, your fixings for your barbecue.
Yeah.
And some beer.
Yep. I'm pretty sure there'll be some asparagus on the menu.
Probably. Coming up next, it's the Atomic Buffalo Turd. Stick with us. We'll be back.